Well, there's no better way than the Glory Land way, headed toward heaven. And thank the Lord for salvation that He's given to us. And we can have our supply given in Glory Land way. If you would tonight, take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Usually when you come into the book of Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd, there is much said about the coming of the Lord, and we'll be reading in chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 1, and it opens up with the thoughts of the times and the seasons and which we live, but not going to be dealing with the coming of the Lord, but along the line tonight of our service to Him in the light of His coming. So let's begin reading in verse number 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and esteem them very highly for in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Here the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Thessalonica, and he gives them some details about the time in which we will find ourselves at the last days. And it certainly is a time of darkness. And the Bible says here that Paul told them, he said, the times and the seasons, you have no need that I write to you. The reason for that, he had already explained unto them so many things concerning the latter last days. And so he deals with this subject of being sober and being vigilant as we watch unto the coming of our Lord. Verse number 8 says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. I want us to think tonight about how that a good soldier must be sober. He must be aware of those things around him that are going on. And the scripture says, let us who are of the day. Paul has already given to them the understanding that we are children of light. Thank God tonight we're not children of darkness. We're children of the day. We're children of light. The light of the gospel has shown unto us the need of salvation, and therefore we come to know the Lord, and that makes us a child of the day. And what Paul really is saying to these Thessalonian believers is that we better prepare for war. When you enter into the race of the Lord Jesus Christ, we enter into a war. We enter into a conflict between us and the wicked one. If you and I, as children of God, do not prepare for the spiritual warfare that we will face, we're going to suffer the consequences. And much of those consequences are very, very damaging to the child of God. There's a great distinction in the scripture concerning between salvation and service. Salvation has been given to us as a gift of the Lord. We know that very clearly from the Scripture, that it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's not one thing that I could do to earn my salvation. There's not one thing you could do to earn your salvation. If it was that way, then Jesus would not have had to come and suffer on the cross of Calvary and die for sins. But you and I, we understand, we know that there's not one work that we can do in order to merit God's grace toward us. When He sees our works, He sees them, as Isaiah tells us, as filthy rags. None of our good things even come up to the standard of where the Lord wants us to be. And so therefore, if we go to heaven, we must go to heaven by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And salvation is a gift of the Lord. But when it comes to the subject of service, we find that that service includes a fight and includes a war. And we must fight the good fight of faith. The Scripture tells us that. Salvation, as I said, is never a product through man's labor, but the service to God is our labor unto the Lord. It's the things that we do, and we can never perform enough to go to heaven. But since we are going to heaven by the grace of the Lord, now we are performing the job that He gives us, and He tells us that we are to prepare for battle. And if we prepare, we can be a conqueror. We do not have to be conquered. We do not have to suffer the defeat. And if we will prepare for war, then we will certainly be able to win some of the victories that are set before us. Over just a few pages, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 2, verse number 3 says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth," and so he's talking to Timothy, the preacher. He says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." You and I this moment, this afternoon, we are soldiers of the Lord because we have been chosen of God as a believer to fight the battle that comes our way. And we have been chosen to put on the good faith of the Lord and to serve Him. And Paul tells the Thessalonian church that they are to have that breastplate of faith and the helmet, which is the hope of salvation. Here Paul mentions two of the articles of the armor of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 that we are to put on the whole armor of God. If we leave any part of it off, then we are going to suffer damage to ourselves. Over in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 11, Paul says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." The word wiles there are those things that he brings to us and shoots at us and fires against us. And so Paul warns us that there is an armor that we can put on. And therefore, if we will do that, we'll be able to stand and we'll be able to fight the good fight of faith. We'll be able to fight and stand against the wickedness that is before us. And then in that chapter of Ephesians 6, Paul goes through and tells us that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not a fleshly battle. It is a spiritual battle. Every one of us tonight, we are engaged in a spiritual battle every day of our Christian life. We are encountering wickedness from high places. We encounter ungodliness everywhere, and the devil fires at us unrelentingly against us. He says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor." That means every article of that armor is usable and needed. It says that we may be able to stand, withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And then he gives us the armor of God. He says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." So we must have truth in our life. He says, "And having on the breastplate of righteousness," that which protects our internal organs and our heart. says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Verse 16, above all, taking the helmet, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So Paul lays out the armor that we are to have in our personal walk with the Lord, our personal warfare against the wicked one. He equips us that we can fight the battle. Not only can we fight, but praise God, we can win the battle because of the armor that God gives to us. And he tells these Thessalonian believers, he mentions two of those articles. He tells them here to put on the breastplate and then also the helmet of salvation. Those two things are very, very important. And as we fight against the wicked one, here we find that the Lord is protecting our head and our heart. And so we find he says to be sober. The word sober there just simply means to be alert. It means to have understanding of what is taking place. Be sober. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. What does it mean for a Christian to be sober? It means to be very alert at the things and to be aware of the wiles of the devil, the wickedness of the devil, and that we are to have our minds upon the things of the Lord, on the spiritual things, that we can fight that battle that comes against us. There's numerous dictionary definitions of the word sober, but it just simply is the opposite of drunken. And so we are to be able to do the work of the Lord. We're to be able to be aware, to be in our minds, that we can think and we can have the process that God gives us, and to take on that that armor that would help us to fight the battle. So I want us tonight just to think about a little bit about the good soldier that we should be, and how that soldier has to be sober in his life and has to be sober in the work of the Lord. A good soldier is awake. Paul addresses some of this here where we read tonight. He says here that, for they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. There are those that are asleep and there are those that are not sober. They are doing those things that are not pleasing to the Lord. And so a soldier has to be awake and sober in his work. The Bible says in Romans chapter 13 and verse number 11, and that knowing the time, it is now that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Here we find Paul tells in the book of Romans that we are to be awake, we're to be alert, and because our salvation is much nearer than it was when we first came to know the Lord, when we believed. Now that word salvation is nearer doesn't mean that we are gradually going to accomplish salvation. When we got saved, when I and you got saved, we got all saved. We were saved from top to bottom, in and out. God saved us. But there's a day coming that our bodies shall be saved, and we'll be presented unto the Lord in a perfect life, a perfect body, just like the Lord, and that is called the redemption of our body. And so Paul says to here in the book of Romans, he says that we know the time. I believe tonight we can very well be aware of the time in which we live. These are the last days. I believe these are the days of what the Bible calls the great falling away. I believe we find ourselves in that time, and knowing those times and knowing what Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians about the times and the seasons, we find that we should realize it is time no longer to be slumbering, no longer to be asleep, but to be alert and to be sober and to be fighting the battle, for our salvation is nearer than when we believed. I trust the Lord many, many years ago. And my salvation is nearer to me right now than it was that first day that I believed. My deliverance is much closer now, whether I go home by way of death or whether I go home by way of rapture. My salvation, as far as this body is concerned, is much nearer than it was those 50-some-odd years ago when the Lord saved me. And so we find that Paul tells us that knowing the time, it's high time to awake out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer. It's a time to wake up so that we can work. Work, what does the song say? Work, for the night is coming. And that song goes on and says, there's coming a time when man shall work no more. There's a day coming, there's a time coming when we're not going to work. There's a day coming when I'll not be able to do what I'm doing and you'll not be able to do what you're doing. There's a day coming when we're not going to be able to work anymore. Our service to the Lord will be completed, will be finished, and He will deliver us home, and there our salvation will be completed in Him. But right now, while I'm living, right now while you're living, and we know the time, we realize the season, it's time that we awake out of our slumbering and our sleeping and work for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so that we can watch for the night is coming. There's a watchman that we are to be, that we are to look and to know where that we are. And so a soldier that is sober, he realizes that he must stay awake. He cannot fall asleep at the post. To sleep while on watch is a dereliction of duty. To sleep when we're supposed to be awake is a problem that comes to the soldier. He is awake not only so that he can work, not only so that he can watch, but you and I tonight, we are to be awake and sober in the Lord so that we can fight the battle, we can war. And if you haven't fought a battle today, just hold on, you will tomorrow. And more than likely, we fight many battles in our minds. The struggle is continually goes on, and we must be aware of what takes place, and so that we can work and watch and war against the wicked one that is before us. And so he tells us here, but let us who are of the day. Thank God tonight we are of the day. And the next two words is be sober. Just simply be sober and awake to realize that we are a watchman, that we guard and we are looking and we are to warn people of the judgment that is coming and the judgment that is around the corner and those that are dying without God and how they need to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But to do that, we must be a sober soldier and we must be awake. Not only must we be awake, but we must be alert. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of times when I'm awake and I'm not too alert. Something go on around me and I still don't know what's taking place. There are times when we are awake, but we really are not listening to what's going on, to even people that are talking to us. And so therefore we are not too alert physically. The Bible says in the book of Judges chapter 18 and verse number 7, and the five men departed and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that they might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any man. That verse there in the Old Testament, in the book of Judges, just tells us there was a group of people that they were just sort of lazing around. They had nothing to be taken care of. They were careless. They didn't have a leader. They had shame and they had no business with any man. They were just doing their own thing and not being alert about their business. You and I tonight, we should be looking for the work that is ahead of us. We should be able to see the sign of any danger in our life and those around us. For any sign of the enemy, for an opportunity and an opening to present the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be looking for the signs around us that we can tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. And a person that is alert, he'll be looking for those things that we can be used of God. We're talking about serving the Lord, faithfully serving God. And we'll be looking and we'll be listening. And the Bible tells us that we're to listen for the call of God. When I was a kid, we had certain songs that we sing as in Bible schools and different things. And one of the songs I remember, I'll be listening for the call of the Lord. I'll be a listening. And you and I tonight, we ought to be listening for what God has for us. It's not just a kid song. It's a message for every one of us that we are to serve the Lord, to listen. And when we listen, we're going to hear some strange sounds. The Bible talks about there is a wind of false doctrine that travels around this world. There is a blowing wind of discouragement, and there's a wind that would be something that would bring us down in the work of the Lord. And so those are strange sounds. But we must be alert. We must be sober. We must be active. And we must be awake in order to hear that and to know that. Eve wasn't too alert, and she didn't recognize the danger of the serpent's voice. He came to Eve and said, "Hath God said?" She wasn't too alert to the danger that the Lord had told them about. And of course, we know the rest of the story. And we're here tonight as a sinner because of what Adam and Eve did those many, many centuries ago. And so we need to be looking. We need to be listening. We need to be working for the Lord Jesus Christ. A soldier that is sober, he's not only awake, he's not only alert, but he is aware, to be aware. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, "To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I. It is the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us." Satan can get an advantage over the child of God. Has he ever had an advantage over you? I'd have to say he's had advantage over me time and time again. And so he tells us here, lest Satan get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. His devices, the number one device that Satan uses is deception. He is the great deceiver. And he can deceive us. He can cloud our thoughts. He can cloud our ways of thinking and doing and acting. He is the enemy of the child of God. He uses deceit. He uses discouragement. I don't know of a time when more people are discouraged than they are right now. Discouragement everywhere in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we should be encouraged, the devil comes along and he gives us things that would discourage us and trouble us. He gives us doubt and he makes us delay. He distracts us in every walk of the Lord so that we will not serve him. But a good soldier, a sober soldier, will be aware of his devices. When you get discouraged, guess what it is? It's the enemy working against you. It's not just circumstances. Circumstances can be taken and worked around and dealt with. But when circumstances brings on discouragement, then that's a device of the wicked one to bring us low in serving the Lord. When we are deceitful and people have deceived us, doubts arise and distractions come. Therefore, we find ourselves being taken advantage of by the devil because those are his devices. The Bible tells us that we certainly have no confidence in this flesh. We are weak. We are weaker than the devil. And therefore, we need to have the armor. Therefore, we need the breastplate, the helmet, in order to fight this particular battle. We must recognize the Word of God. We must read it. We must study it. We must apply it to our heart that we can be aware of what the Lord has for us. God has a plan for all of our lives. Many of us have gone through much of our lives, and the plan of God has been worked out in that, but still, as long as we're living, God has a plan for us. God has a purpose for us. There's a multitude of people today that are just floating through life, and they feel like there's no purpose. They just feel like there's no reason to be alive, and so therefore, they do get very discouraged. They do have the doubt. They do have the distractions, and discouragement comes, and doubt arises. And so when we realize that His devices are against us, certainly we can find and get into the Word of God and study, apply it to our heart, and live for Him. And then lastly, a sober soldier is aggressive. We do not set back. We do not just wait for the battle. We should be aggressive in the work of the Lord. Example of that is David. 1 Samuel chapter 17, it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David saw him coming, of course, talking about Goliath. He comes to meet David. He draws his sword. He is there near to David. And David runs to him to get the battle going. David was the aggressor. David was aggressive in his work. He starts out confidently. He had already been with the Lord, and the Lord had told him that things were going to be a certain way, and He gives him 5 stones, and there He takes those stones, and He defeats that wicked Goliath, and He strides forward courageously. He doesn't go hide behind a tree. He doesn't go hide behind a boulder. He goes aggressively toward Goliath so that he can have the battle. And of course, we know the story. He succeeds. He throws the stone and hits Goliath. The only spot that wasn't covered on Goliath's head and his face. Somebody said, well, that's just a coincidence. I believe God knows how to direct the stone. I believe God knows how to direct our lives. God knows how to direct our paths. God knows how to take our aggression and serve Him and to have the ability. It robs man of initiative just to fall back and wait for the battle. So here we find Paul says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness. And then you're all children of the light. Therefore, let us not sleep. Paul says, because of who we are and where we are, don't sleep. Stay busy. Stay active in the work of the Lord and serve Jesus Christ till He comes. Serving the Lord should never become an old hat. It should never become a habit. It should be something we desire and long to do, to be able to be called a servant of Jesus Christ. Pretty good company to be in, to be called a servant of the Lord. Moses was called a servant. Paul was called a servant. The disciples were called the servants of God. And you and I tonight, to be a servant of God, to serve Him with the ability to be awake, to be alert, to be aggressive, to have all these things going for us, because God has given us a way of escape. He has given us ability to fight the battle. But if we're going to fight the battle, we have to be sober. Paul uses that term there in verse number 8. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. My heart and my head. My heart has been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. My head is protected, and therefore we are to go forth fighting the battle until Jesus comes. When the battle's over, as the old song say, we shall have a crown. When the battle's over, when everything's done, when we lay down the battle, and that only happens when either we go to the Lord by death or He comes to us by rapture. We lay our armor down, and then we're with the Lord forever and forever in the peace, in the safety, and the security of that place called heaven. That place where Jesus said, I've gone to prepare for you, And where I am, there you may be also. So tomorrow when you go to work, tomorrow when you go about your business, be thankful that the Lord has saved us. It's nothing that we have done in order to gain that. By grace, He saved us. He came to where we were. He didn't have to. He came to where I was and where you were, and He freely gave us eternal life. And oh, how much we owe the Lord. Because He has done that, I must serve the Lord. And the Bible says, with gladness, to be aware and awake, to be alert, and to serve Him until He comes for us. Let's stand together.